Cohen has denied having anything to do with the threats. Model and actor McDougal says she met Trump in 2006 while he was filming an episode of The Celebrity Apprentice at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. Trump asked for her number, she said in an interview with CNN. McDougal described in detail a 10-month relationship with Trump she believed was based on love. "He always told me he loved me," she said. McDougal, who was a preschool teacher before becoming a model, said she voted for Trump in November and that her contact with him was facilitated by one of his bodyguards. At one point, she said, Trump brought her into his Manhattan apartment. The visit made her feel guilty, very guilty, she said. It ultimately convinced her to end the affair. Sanders said in March that Trump has made very well clear that none of these allegations are true. That may be, but at some point, Trump's personal lawyer, Cohen, allegedly got involved. Cohen has worked for Trump since 2006 when he was hired as executive vice president of the Trump Organization and special counsel. He resigned once Trump became president to act as his personal lawyer. Cohen liked to be known as the fixer, doing whatever needed doing to defend his boss, and he relished playing the tough guy. In 2015, Cohen threatened a reporter who was writing a story about Ivana and Donald Trump's divorce. "I'm warning you, tread very expletive deleted lightly," Cohen said, according to the Daily Beast, "because what I'm going to do to you is going to be expletive deleted disgusting." 3 months before the election, American Media Incorporated, which is run by Trump confidant David Pecker, reportedly paid McDougal $150,000 for the exclusive rights to her story. But it never ran. The payment appears to have been what is known in the tabloid world as catch and kill, in which a paper buys a story to prevent it from coming out. Cohen reportedly knew about the deal. Nearly 3 months later, as voters readied to go to the polls, Clifford says, Cohen offered her $130,000 to agree to remain silent about the affair. The Wall Street Journal broke news of the hush money payment in January. Clifford is suing Trump, accusing him of never actually signing their agreement. She also claims Cohen breached the deal by giving the news media a statement in February that confirmed the existence of the payment, and she is suing him for defamation.